Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Morning English Podcast. I'm your host, Juan, and today we have Peter on the show.
What's up, guys? I'll be your foreign host today, and my name is Peter Joseph Kuhn from Boston, Massachusetts, and that is in New England, the northeastern part of America.
Wow, that's really cool, Peter. So you are based in Changsha right now?
Yep, that's correct. Mm-hmm. And so if you ever get a chance, you can look up my music on Wang Yiyun Yinyue, the music app. And the keywords you should look for are 皮特龙,
关键词,
okay. 皮特龙, 跳皮的皮, 特别的特, 龙的龙.
Okay, yeah. That sounds great. Okay, so I will definitely check it when I have time, okay?
Cool.
So what are we going to talk about today?
So we're going to be talking about the word fly and how it is used in all different phrases and terms.
Yeah, I've heard it so many times used in other different kinds of occasions.
Yeah, it's an interesting term.
那我们今天讲到的这些非常地道的表达呢，都会放到公众号的相关推送里，大家微信搜索早安英文，并且回复笔记两个字就可以了。
Also, a fly, your fly can also be your zipper on your pants.
Oh.
So I'm not really sure how this came to be, but we called the zipper of your pants the fly.
Oh.
So a common term would be like your fly is down or open, your fly is open or your fly is down. This usually is a pretty embarrassing situation,
yes.
So you always want to check your fly after using the bathroom. Well, men especially.
Especially, yeah. I still remember there is one episode in The Friends, and there's a line like, Ross Geller, your fly is wide open.
Yeah, exactly.
你的裤子拉链没有拉上哦，这个就太尴尬了吧。
Right.
It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm.
Another word or another meaning for fly is like a mosquito or a horse fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
those fruit are the fly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So that's another term for fly.
Mm.
A good phrase that I like to say is called when pigs fly. So this means like when something is impossible. So for example, I would say something like, I'm going to become a millionaire next year. And then my friend responds, yeah, right, when pigs fly. So it's kind of like an ironic statement, you know?
所以你的朋友真的很不给你面子啊。
Exactly.
所以这个其实我们在中文当中也有对应的说法啦，就是你要是怎么怎么样的话，母猪都会上树了，对吧？就是表达一个很不切实际，然后不可能发生的事，通常就是你的朋友在嘲讽你的意思。
Mm-hmm.
Being sarcastic, right?
Yeah, sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
Another good idiom is time flies when you're having fun. That's the basic, most general way to say it, but you can say time flies when 什么什么什么 time flies when you're learning English, or time flies when you're, you know,
working out,
or time flies when you're hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
You know?
所以我们都很熟悉这个 how time flies 这个说法、mm-hmm. 对吧，所以我们稍微把它变一下 time flies by when you are having fun, 所以这个意思就很明显了，就是玩耍的时候总是时光飞逝、
mm-hmm. Another common phrase but not really an idiom is it'll never fly or that won't fly、
oh.
which means it will never work or it won't work、
mm.
So for examplefIf you are my colleague at work and we have to do a project together and I say, make a suggestion to, and then we say, oh, we got to go tell the boss about the suggestion.
Mm.
Then you would say, no, that's not going to fly.
Ah.
The boss would not accept that.
Ah,
that'll never fly.
不可能成功 it's not going to work at all, 对吧
yeah,
永远都不可能成功这样的一个意思。So anything else you would like to share with us?
Yep. The last phrase I would like to share with you is,To pass with flying colors.
Pass with flying colors.
Yeah. So that means that you pass something like a test or examination and you did extremely well. So not only did you pass the test, but you did more than what was expected. So maybe you only got like, you only had to get like a 60 on an English test, but you got a 95. So you passed with flying colors.
这是个很吉利的短语啊，很实用。Pass with flying colors, 就是说你通过一个考试的时候呢，你不是低分飘过，你是人品爆发，然后考得很好，所以是考了95分的那种。所以现在马上可能要期末考试了嘛，对吧？所以希望大家都能够 pass with flying colors.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't have to be like a school test, like For example, in America, we have a driving test, right?
I'm sure same in
China. So if you did really well on your driving test, you could say, yeah, I passed with flying colors.
所有的考试这种小测试都可以，对吧？不一定是这个，就学校里的这种考试。
Right.
所以很实用啊，这个短语。
Exactly. So that's pretty much all the phrases and terms that you can use with fly.
对。Okay, so I have learned a lot of new phrases, and thanks for coming to the show today, Peter.
All right, my pleasure. Now I gotta fly.
要飞了吗?
I gotta fly now. So I will catch you next time on the Morning English Podcast.
Yeah, I must fly as well, so I didn't realize how late it was. 所以这么晚了，所以 see you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.